my power.
是神的能力使他得医治了。
But the power of Christ in me that has healed this man.
所以我们来看使徒行传三章第十三到十五节。
So let's look at Acts 3:13-15.
哦，我来念哈。亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。你们却把他交付比拉多，比拉多定义要释放他，你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他。你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，反求着释放一个凶手给你们。你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活。我们都是为这事做见证。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our father glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead.We are witnesses of this.
所以我们今天呢，所要看到的就是当彼得讲这一句话，讲这么多的那个可以说是一篇信息。
So what we're going to be exploring today is the meaning behind what Peter said.
当彼得讲到最后的时候，第十五节，我觉得是非常的重要，也是我们今天复活节我们必须了解的事情。
In verse 15, Peter strikes something that is very important.
他说：“你们杀了那生命之主。”
He says, "You killed the author of life."
神却叫他从死里复活。
But yet God raised him from the dead.
我们都是为这事做见证。
We are witnesses of this.
他首先告诉当时的这些以色列人。神是生命的主。
First, he said that God is the author of life.
主耶稣是生命的主。
Jesus is the author of life.
我想我们都很清楚，当你把圣经打开，第一句话讲什么？圣经第一打开第一章第一节讲什么？
I'm sure we're all very clear when we flip open the Bible, the first page, the first verse, what does it say?
我们一起来。
起初，神创
造天地。好了，这是一个什么呢？需不需要去证明呢？
It is very clear in Genesis 1:1. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
他写完这句话以后，不是要人去证明的，是告诉你这是什么事情，这是一个发生过的事情。我现在告诉你。
This fact is indisputable. It's very clear. It says, "God said, this is the fact. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
许许多多的人，当他们打开一看到圣经，看到第一句话，他们就没有办法了，他们就没有办法再信下去。
Many times when people open the Bible, the first thing they see that God created the heavens and earth, they can't look at the rest of the Bible because they don't believe that fact.
因为他们已经被这个世界的知识 洗脑，然后觉得说这个世界不可能是自己是神创造的，没有上帝。
Why? Because they are all brainwashed by the philosophies of this world and believe that there's no way God could create the heavens and the earth.
但是圣经清清楚楚地说，这是上帝的一个宣告，上帝告诉所有的人类，起初他造了天地。
But to the contrary, the Bible says very clearly, this is the fact, God created the heavens and the earth. This is a declaration indisputable.
不只是世界上所有的，而且呢，住在世间的，包含所有的植物，包含所有的动物、昆虫、鸟类、鱼类，所有的人都是上帝所创造的。
Not only did God create the heavens and the earth, but he also created life and all living creatures, the plants, the animals, the birds, and even us as human beings.
他是生命的主。
He is the author of life.
讲到生命呢，我想我们可以拆开两个部分来说。
When we talk about life, we can look at it in two ways.
第一个部分呢，就是观察这个构成生命的这一些的物质性的东西。
The first is looking at the structure of life.
我们就是观察我们这种一个生命的形成所需要的物质，就已经让人觉得太奇妙了。
Each life is both a miracle and a mystery, especially when we look to the structure.
我们每一个人身上，你不要觉得你的身体不好或者什么，你知道你的身上很了不起的。
Did you know that your life, your body is incredible?
你的每一个细胞里面，它里面有 DNA， 大家都听过 DNA 啊。
Each one of your cells carry DNA.
那一些呢，有多少根啊
？Do you know how much DNA?
有没有人知道多少个？三个、五个、十个、八个。
There's 3 billion pairs of DNA.
三十亿，你可以把它拉长，你可以把它都拉，它是卷在一起，你把它拉长有多长呢
？DNA is in a cycle. It's kind of like a circle, a spiral, a coil. If we pull it out, how long would it be?
跟你一样高。
The same height as you.
所有的 information， 神造人的那些的物质性的东西，全部在那一条上面。
All the DNA, all the structure of life is inside of that DNA.
你身上有多少呢？
How much do you have?
有多少条这个东西呢？
How many DNAs do you have in your body?
有没有人知道？
Does anybody know?
我想没人敢举手。
I think nobody's willing to.
连专家都说他们不知道。
I'm sure nobody is willing to raise their hand because even experts admit that they don't know.
有人推算一下。
Some people estimated.
在国家地理杂志报道了一下。
In National Geographic, they reported.
一个人，一个男人，成年的男人身上有37兆个细胞。
A male adult carries 37 trillion cells within his body.
兆。很少用这个字啊，兆。
The word trillion isn't used that often.
每一个细胞里面都有那么拉出来两公尺的 information.
So each cell, each one of those cells carries that six or those that DNA that is just as tall as you are.
啊，我们觉得说真是了不起啊。
This is incredible.
啊，还更了不起的事情。
What's more incredible?
还我们身上呢还 carry 了一些细菌呢。
Inside of our bodies, we also carry some bacteria.
听说那个细菌的数量是我们细胞数量的将近十倍，所以不生病是上帝的恩典。
It's said that the number, the quantity of bacteria is 10 times the number of cells inside of our body. So it's really a miracle that we aren't sick all the time.
前几个月我有一段时间咳嗽啊，咳得很厉害。
Previously there was a time where I was quite sick.
结果呢，有人就跟我讲要吃那个龙角散。有个中医跟我讲吃龙角散，我就买龙角散来吃。
So a Chinese
herbal medicine.
Oh, a Chinese.
And then 那个龙角散，我就特别看了上面写了一个，他说呢，我们人类的气管呢、啊，就是那个气管里面那个纤毛，那个纤毛呢，天就是每一时刻都在那边震动。
So when I looked at the herbal medicine, it said specifically that inside of our windpipes we have something called a cilium, and that cilium is always vibrating.
震动多快呢？
How fast is it vibrating?
每分钟震动1500次。
Every minute it vibrates 1500 times.
它是在那边做什么呢？
What is it doing?
坐立不安在干什么呢？
What exactly is it doing?
它要把所有的痰把它推出去，把它散出去。
It's pushing out all of our mucus from our bodies into our mouth.
然后它的方向都是朝上的。往上推。
And the cilium grows upward.
如果往下推的话，所有的痰就推到你的肺里面去了。
This is incredible because if it grew downward, then all of the mucus would go into our bodies.
所以咳嗽痰都咳不出来。那个时候。
So previously I couldn't cough out the mucus.
所以我相信他们一分钟没有散到1500次。
So I don't think that they're vibrating at 1500 times per hour.
身体不好就是这样，一点不行。一点错误都不能有，我们身体是这么的奇妙。
Our bodies are so intricate and can't even have one little malfunction.
所以这是我们身上上帝造看见物质性的东西，已经是这么的奇妙，这么的复杂。
We see when we just look at the structure of life, it's so complex, so miraculous.
但是只有这个物质的话，那还不是生命。
But if we only have the structure, that's not yet considered life.
在伊甸园里面，我们看到当神造人的时候呢，他用土造了亚当。
In the garden of Eden, God used the dust of the ground to create man.
然后呢，接下来还做了一件事情，做什么事情
？Then he did something very incredible. What did he do?
他向他的鼻孔怎么样？吹一口气。
He breathed life into his nostrils to create a living man.
所以他就成了一个有灵的活人。
So he created a living man with a body and a spirit.
这个东西是比这个物质性的东西更让人不能够去了解的，这是生命的一个奥秘。
This is more incredible than just the structure of life. We're talking about the structure and the living aspect of man.
除了这物质性的身体以外呢，就有一个东西叫做生命，是神的气息吹进去的时候，让它可以整个活起来。这是神生命的一个奥秘。
The mystery of life is the fact that God was able to breathe life into the structure and make the structure a living, breathing man.
所以我们说他是生命的主，就是在乎他的创造、他的智慧，还有他的那一口灵的气息。
So when we say that he is the author of life, we're speaking to his wisdom, speaking to the miraculous fact that he was able to create a man living and breathing and with a spirit.
有时候你会发现说，哎呀，这个东西也会长，这个东西很奇怪，这个种子也会发芽，很奇怪。
It's very interesting when we look at seeds, so as small as they are, they still grow and they still sprout.
几个月前我们家的草地旁边有一棵不知道是谁种的很久以前种了一棵枫树。
And several months ago, in our yard, there was a maple tree. We don't know who planted it there, but there's a maple tree in our front yard.
然后那个它的根呢就很霸道啊，就这样伸到我们家的草地过来。
Okay, so its roots were very widespread, and they spread under our grass.
根不是应该往下长吗？它呢就这样子伸到我们家的草地，占了三分之一的面积。
So unlike normal roots, which would grow downward, it actually grew to the side and actually took up one third of our grass turf.
然后把我们的草地，就是它还会冒一些小苗，我看了就实在很生气。
So it was growing and sprouting and messing up our grass. So when I was looking at it, I was really mad.
因为它伸过来就是要来吸水，
because、
吸我们草地浇的水。现在水很重要啊，但是呢，它就过来偷水这样子。
Because the reason why its roots were growing to the side and not down is because we were watering our plants. And so once the roots got towards the grass where we were watering, it would steal the water away from our plants.
有一天，我决定了。
So one day, I decided,
我要向他宣战。
I'm going to declare war against this tree.
所以我就去买了一个叫那个十字镐啊，大的十字镐。
So I went to go buy a pick mattock.
我就把它砍啊砍啊，把那个根就砍啊砍啊，先把大根砍掉，砍断。
So I chopped the roots and I took out the big thick root.
然后开始处理它的根的 system， 我就拉那个根从那个土，哇，很拉不动，要继续砍，拉。
So now, once I got rid of the main root, I started pulling on the root system.
它那个根是网状的，一拉的时候，草皮就是一片被拉起来。
It was interesting because these roots were almost like a web. Once you pulled the root, you would pull all the good grass around it.
我说好，你有伤亡，我也有伤亡，没有关系，我就用力拉，把那个草就拉起来。
Like, okay, you're hurt, I'm hurt, it's okay, I'm going to pull it out.
然后再把草呢，细心的把它弄，然后再把它放回去。
Okay, so then I picked the little grass and then I put it back in.
搞了好几次。
So after many, many tries,
总算把它搞定了。
I finally got rid of the root and all the root.
那个草地已经面目全非了。
The poor grass had suffered severe damage.
但是我说它还会长回来，因为有生命。
And so I thought, it's okay, these grass, they're going to live again because they have life.
过了几个月,
After several months,
我看到我们家草地又冒出枫树苗。
To my horror, I saw little seedlings of maple tree seedlings.
我很注意那个草地有没有在干不干净，就又冒，而且冒好几颗。
I was quite attentive to the tree and then to the grass, and I saw all these little seedlings.
我说不是解决了吗？
I thought I fixed the problem.
我就拿起我的十字镐，我再去跟他再第二回征战。
So then I grabbed my pick mattock and I tried to go declare war against him again.
我猜一定是那个，因为他会长那个刺刺的果子，很讨厌会刺人那个，我不知道你们家有没有刺的那个果子，刺手。但我相信可能是那些。就是那些果子就掉到土里面，它才开始发芽了。
So I thought perhaps it was the little seeds, it's a spiky seed, it's very annoying because it gets on your hands. Maybe that type of seeds fell into the grass and from there it started growing.
所以当我去挖的时候
，So once I was digging out the seedlings,
没有种子啊
，There was no seed.
就是一根比铅笔还细的一小段的树根。
It was just a little branch that was thinner than a wooden pencil.
一根。短短的树根就可以这样冒一个苗出来。
Such a little branch, such a thin branch, was able to grow a seedling.
我自己的理论啊。
My own thinking is.
他已经离开了他的大树了，现在要自力救济了。他不出来的话，没有光合作用，他没有办法吸收养分，所以就算一个小树根，他也要冒出来。他这是生命。
Once it was removed from the big tree, it went into crisis mode that it had to sprout out in order to survive.
那你会发现说，如果是人造的东西的话，你丢一根铁钉，你丢一根铜管进到土里面，你把它埋起来，它打死也多少年也不会再发什么苗，因为它没有生命。
It's interesting because if we put something man-made, whether it be a nail or a wooden piping, if we put it inside of the ground, after 100 years, 1,000 years, it still wouldn't grow. Why? Because it doesn't have life.
所以这就是有生命跟没有生命的差别，就在这里。
This is the difference between life and no life.
上帝是生命的主。
God is the author of life.
他不只创造了有形的生命体，而且呢，把生命这个气息就放进。 这个物质让它活起来。
Not only did he create the structure of life, but he also breathed the breath of life, giving it the will, the strength to live.
在旧约的时候，我们看见特别有一件事情，上帝告诉我们，生命是属于他的。
God tells us something very important in the Old Testament, saying that He is the author of life. He has authority over life.
他创造了整个生命，所以所有的生命都属于他。
He created all of life, so all of life belongs to Him.
他讲什么呢
？What does He say?
他告诉挪亚哈，这个你这个动物呢可以吃，但是它的血你不能吃。
He's telling Noah, you can eat the animal, you can eat, but you can't eat their blood.
他也告诉后来的以色列人。你打猎得到的什么什么牲畜啊什么那个血都要倒在地上用土把它盖起来
Furthermore he told the Israelites whenever you go out hunting make sure you take the blood and cover it in dirt
因为血中有生命血代表了生命
Because blood represents life
你可以吃它的肉
You can eat the meat
但是生命是上帝的
But the life is God
所以你不能吃血
So you can't eat the blood
要把血倒掉埋起来
You need to take the blood put it on the ground
这就是上帝借着律法借着旧旧约的一些 idea 告诉我们说，生命是从他来，而且是他所拥有，也要归于他。
So the Old Testament is telling us, revealing to us that God has authority over life and owns all of life.
所以今天我们在庆祝复活节。
So today we are celebrating Easter.
我们第一件事情要知道的就是生命。是从神而来，他是生命的主。
The most important thing we need to know is that Christ owns life. He is the creator of life. He has authority.
他叫人有生命，他叫人复活就复活了。
He tells man to resurrect and they resurrect.
他没有叫人有生命，没有叫人复活，他没有创造的时候，大家就像一个铁管一根。铁钉在土里永远没有生命。
If he didn't declare life over something or someone, then that is like a metal pipe, like a metal nail. It does not have life.
所以我们回到第十五节，他告诉我们说，你们杀了那个生命的主。
So when we return to Acts 15, it says you killed the author of life.
我们在 NIV 的翻译，就像刚才的翻译讲的，是 the author of life， 是生命的作者。创作者
In NIV version, it specifically says the author of life.
所以他拥有生命
So he owns life.
因此呢，我们今天呢，我们在复活节的时候呢，我们来更深的思想啊，他是一个生命的主
So throughout Easter, specifically today, we meditate more and ponder upon the fact that he has authority over life.
第二件事情我们看到呢，第二句话讲到什么？神却叫他从死里复活了。
The second phrase says, "But God raised him from the dead."
这是2000年前呢，上帝做的一件奇妙的事情。
This is a miracle that happened 2000 years ago.
耶稣基督被钉死在十字架。
Christ was crucified on the cross.
然后死了。
Died.
And 被埋葬。
Buried.
第三天，他从死人中复活。
And resurrected after 3 days.
因此，这是上帝的一个复活的大能，就在主耶稣基督的身上。
Once again, God demonstrated His authority over life and death.
当然，有人说，神会死吗？耶稣是神，他会死吗
？So some people ask, does God die?
当然，我们都知道，神主耶稣，他是在一个人性的基础上面，他死了。
Of course, we know that inside of man, humanly structure what?
Human nature.
Inside of human nature, Jesus did die.
所以他复活就是用一个人性的一个复活。
But when he was resurrected, he also based off human nature resurrected.
这有什么重要呢？
What is important about
it? 对我们有什么意义？
What does this mean to us?
我想至少有三个意义来看。
I think it has 3 very important meanings.
第一件意义就是说，他的死跟复活，他是做一个示范。
It's very important because when he died and then later rose again, he became our model.
因为借着他的复活，他告诉我们一件事情，说我们有一天都要跟他一样从死里复活。
Through his life and death, he showed us something very important. All of us, like him, one day will die and resurrect.
所以不是他复活而已，是他的复活好像一个好像一个一列火车，那个车头带着走，后面呢所有的车厢呢都要跟着他去。所以前面的车头怎么走，怎么复活，后面所有的列车全部跟着要复活。
So his life and death was almost like the front of a train, and that train showed us the path that we are going to take, and all of us as little cabooses all follow that track.
所以告诉我们说，人生的终点，死亡不是人的终点。
So it tells us that death is not the end of life.
这是借着主耶稣基督的复活。 宣告出来的。
This is declared by the resurrection of Christ.
所以我们来看一个经文，在哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look to 1 Corinthians
19节到22节。
1 Corinthians 15:19-20.
他讲到说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡人之人出熟的果子。死既是因义而来，死人复活也是因义人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也要复活。
If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
所以他是出熟的果子，就是第一个熟的，也就是说他先复活。
So Christ is our first fruit, our model. He resurrected first.
第一批果子结出来，后面呢还有很多批要结，就是我们每一个人在将来都要复活。
After the first fruits, there are more and more fruits.
因此这是一个福音。
So this is the gospel.
也就是讲到主耶稣他两千年前复活的这件事情呢，跟我们是大有关系。
It's important to keep in mind that 2,000 years ago, when his resurrection happened, it has a great connection to us today.
如果他复活跟我们不复活的话，那我们只是看到一个 Superman 而已。
So if he resurrects and we don't resurrect, then all we see is a Superman.
好像电影看了一个电影以后 ，Superman 很厉害，但是跟我没关系，因为我不是 Superman.
It's almost like watching a movie. We'll say, "Wow, that was incredible," but it has nothing to do with me.
但是耶稣基督的复活，他告诉我们一件事情：不止他有一天，他已经复活了，我们也要跟着他一样，这个事情要临到我们的。
Christ's life and death tells us something very important. Not only is he resurrecting, but we will follow his footsteps and resurrect as well.
所以第一件事情告诉我们说，我们都在这个复活，基督耶稣的复活里面，只是时间还没到。到了时候，我们都要复活。
What this tells us is that this resurrection is also going to happen on our lives, and the only difference is that our time has not yet come.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
因为我们可以复活。
Because we can resurrect,
所以我们对死亡就有重新的看法。
His resurrection empowers us not to fear death.
我们就不会对死亡再存有任何的惧怕。
We will no longer fear death.
我们也不会对死亡存着太多太多的未知的这种恐惧。
So we will no longer have to fear death.
你知道人都很惧怕死亡，一般来讲。
On the whole, many times humans are afraid of death.
在希伯来书讲过一句话。二章十四节。
In Hebrews 2:14-15, it says.
他说：“儿女既投有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。”
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
所以很多的时候我们看见世界上的人呢是被死亡所辖制做奴仆的。
How many times do we see people on this earth who are gripped by the fear of death and in doing so become servants of death?
很多人都怕死啊。
They're afraid of death.
越靠近死亡就越恐惧。
Every time they near death, they're fearful.
我记得我小时候我们住那个巷子里面，有时候会有人过世啊，他们会办那个就是丧事啊。
I recall that when I was a child, we used to live inside of a little alley, and when one of our neighbors would pass away, they would have a funeral.
所以在那个地方，他们会特别把棺材就停在家里面。
And so they would put the coffin inside of their homes.
然后就那个门就大大打开这样。
And so they would open their door so all could see the coffin.
那我们小朋友很可怕看到那个。
So as little children, we were all very afraid of seeing the coffin.
然后我们下就是放学回去的时候，我们都到了那个地方呢，都用跑的。
So once we got to the coffin, we would always run really fast.
然后我们能够绕路的人就绕路了。
Or if we could
make 不要去那个地方。
Or if we could take a detour, we would always take a detour to avoid the coffin.
看到棺材就很可怕。
So once we saw a coffin, we felt fear.
中国人呢更是厉害，那个各样的传说哦好多。
Chinese folktale and tradition only adds to the fear surrounding death.
一死了以后啊，我们要见阎罗王了。
Oh, so once we die, we're going to meet the king of death.
And then 我们会有很多的夜叉，什么厉鬼啊，一堆啊。
And there's all kinds of ghosts and spirits.
想到这个人死了以后好可怜，没有东西吃。
So when we think about those who have passed on, we still pity them. They have nothing to eat.
所以有的人就要开始把做一些东西，然后拜他，好像这个东西就可以给他吃到。
So now they need to make some food and then go worship them so that they can.
又怕他在阴间没有钱花。
And then so in the afterlife, we're afraid they have no money.
很多人就去烧那个纸钱，然后把钱又烧了，好像他就拿到了，这边存款，那边提款。
So they need to burn the money so they can deposit here and then they can withdraw up there.
有人烧还烧汽车、烧房子、烧美女的都有。
Some people might even burn a house, burn a car, and burn even a beautiful woman.
因为他觉得这个地方太苦了。
Because they're afraid, they feel like
受苦的地方，死亡很可怕的。
They feel like death is so scary, so fearful.
怕死而为奴仆。
Becoming a slave to death.
就是这个现象。
This is what it is.
可是作为基督徒，我们知道那个死亡不是结局。
But as Christians, we know we understand the truth about death.
死亡只是进到另外一个阶段。
This so-called death is only the beginning of another life.
一个等候的阶段，要进到一个荣耀里面。
A time to wait for the glory of Christ.
我突然想到，好像我们天气很冷的时候。
So in when there's very cold weather.
我们去参加，比如说我们去参加一个去一个旅馆参加一个很棒的、很华丽的一个聚会。
Let's go. We say we go to a
圣诞飨宴。
A hotel and where there's.
然后在外面你很冷。
A beautiful Christmas banquet and outside it's very cold.
第一件事情你会冲到那个旅馆，一下车就冲到旅馆里面。
So the first thing you would do is run into the Christmas banquet.
然后呢，它中间会有一个。一个玄关之间的一个小小的一个 area 一个空间。
So in the middle there's going to be a little area.
然后你就在那边要脱了你的衣服。
And in that area you want to take off all your clothes.
然后呢，漂漂亮亮的打开那个门，然后进到那个飨宴聚会里面。
Take off your coat and then they have the grand opening. You can wear your dress clothes and go in.
我觉得就像我们的面对死亡是这样，这一扇门我们要进去。
It's kind of like us when we're facing life. There's a door that we need to cross.
进去做什么呢？
What do we do inside?
我们把我们旧的东西全部脱掉。
So we take off all old things.
我们在那边等着。
And we wait.
然后门打开。
And the door opens.
一个荣耀的聚会在里面。
And there's a glorious celebration inside.
我们带着一个重新荣耀的身体进到那个聚会里面。
We take a glorious new body and step into this glorious celebration.
所以死亡不是一个终点。
So death is not the end.
为什么我们敢这样说呢？
Why are we so confident in saying this?
因为神创造生命，他能够叫死的变成活的。
Because God created life, He is the author of life, and therefore is able to call death and make it life.
所以第二件事情就让我们看到说，神的恩典临到我们，让我们不再惧怕死亡。
So when God's grace comes upon us, we no longer have to fear death.
第三件事情
The third,
就是复活呢带着一个能力让我们能够很积极的来面对我们的生活
The resurrection empowers us to live an energetic, vigorous, positive life.
因为我们知道这一生所发生的事情不是到此为止而已
Why? Because we know that things that happen in this life are not the end.
而是我们在这边好好的成长好好的装备以后我们要进到荣耀里面跟耶稣基督一同作王
But instead in this life we are preparing ourselves to enter into that glorious celebration with Christ
大家都知道当耶稣基督被抓的时候
We all know that when Christ was questioned by Pontius Pilate
或者死了以后被埋葬的时候
Or after when he was died and buried
许多的人都弃绝了他
Many people denied him
甚至他所爱的人也不认他
Even those he loved
但是当耶稣基督复活向这众门徒显现的时候
But once he resurrected and showed himself to his disciples
每一个人信心都被坚固起来
Everyone's faith was strengthened
就看见生命的大能在主耶稣基督的身上
And they saw the glory of a risen Christ
所以他们的信心就被坚固了
Their faith was strengthened
他们就为主做见证
And they became witnesses for Christ
做什么见证呢
What witness?
做复活的见证。
He became the witness of resurrection.
我们看到在三章十五节这边讲到，就是做为这事做见证。
In Acts 3:15 it says we are witnesses of.
也就是我们使徒的责任呢，最重要的目标、最重要的 mission、最重要的任务，就是为主耶稣基督的复活做见证。
In other words, we as followers of Christ, our greatest mission is to become witnesses of His resurrection.
因为我们都看见他复活在我们面前了。
Because we all know He resurrected before us.
所以我们要为主做见证。
We need to become witnesses for Christ.
所以呢，这当中呢有两件事情。第一个就是说，我们看见主复活了。
So there's two things to keep in mind here. One, we've seen and we've witnessed the resurrection of Christ.
所以呢，我们知道这是真的事情。
So one, we know that this is true.
我们知道这真是弥赛亚。
This is truly the Messiah.
当这十二个门徒到最后信心被坚固以后，十二个门徒最后都走上殉道的路。
It's important to keep in mind that these 12 disciples, once their faith were strengthened, they all began to spread the gospel.
他们怎么能够从一个离开背弃的人突然之间变成为主殉道呢？
How could they become someone who is denying Christ one minute, then the next minute spreading the gospel for Christ?
因为他们亲眼看见主耶稣复活了。
Why? Because they saw and witnessed, with their own eyes the resurrection of Christ.
如果他们没有看到主耶稣复活，他们不会愿意这样去为主而死。
Had they not seen the resurrection of Christ, they would not have been willing to sacrifice themselves.
另外一方面来讲，
In another hand,
他如果只有主耶稣复活，我们人死了也就死了的话，我也不会去这样子把我的生命投资在这件事情上。
If only Christ resurrected and I didn't believe that I resurrected, I would not sacrifice myself.
所以那还是一个 Superman.
So that's still the Superman analogy.
跟我还是没有关系。
It still has no connection.
我为什么要为他为 Superman 而死呢？
Why would I die for Superman?
所以在这个地方看见门徒清楚地知道他有一天都要复活，要面对他的主。
So the disciples understood that they would have to face God.
所以今生的所有的苦难是可以理解，是可以承受的，因为他面对一个更大的一个荣耀和喜乐。
So all of the suffering that we experience in this present life is all bearable because we know that one day we will meet God face to face.
所以使徒们他们不只相看见相信主耶稣复活。
Not only did the disciples believe that Christ resurrected,
他们也相信每到末日的时候，他们自己都要复活。
But they also believed that in the end time, they themselves would also resurrect.
他们要亲眼来见这位主。
They were going to meet God face to face.
哦，如果我们真的有一天要亲眼在神的面前见他的时候呢，那我们今生的态度完全不一样了。
If we know that we're going to meet God face to face, then our attitude towards our present life is completely transformed.
我们就要重新来解读我们这一生要怎么过。
Then we need to reevaluate how we're living our life.
我们就是吃吃喝喝吗？
Do we just eat and drink?
就是享受吗？
Or be merry?
还是我们要好好的来预备我们来迎接我们的神呢？
Or do we prepare ourselves to meet face to face?
哥林多前书十五章三十二节。
First Corinthians 15:32 says,
我们若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就怎么样吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天就要死了。
If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die.
你知道当人要被枪决死亡就要枪决之前要做一件什么事情吗？
So what do humans have to do before they are killed?Executed. Thank you.
那些监狱里面的人会请你吃一顿大餐，对不对？
So the jailers will actually give you a big feast.
吃吃喝喝吧，你明天要死了。
Eat and drink, for tomorrow you will die.
那一顿好吃吗？
Is that meal very yummy?
虽然就算好吃，你也不敢，你也不觉得好吃。
However yummy it may be, however delicious it may be, you still won't believe that it's yummy.
因为你明天要死了。
Because tomorrow you will die.
今天我们都活在这样子的光景里面。
Today we all live in this type of light.
如果许许多多的人不懂得这件事情的话，他们就是吃吃喝喝，然后等待最后的死亡。
If many people don't understand this truth, what they do is they eat and they drink, be merry, for tomorrow they will die.
但是保罗在这地方告诉我们说，不，我们不是吃吃喝喝而已，因为我们有一个永活的生命。
But Paul tells us here that clearly, no, we do not just eat, we do not just drink, for we have an eternal life awaiting us.
所以整一个生命的过程就是来预备我们每一个人。
So the entire process of life is to prepare us.
去承受那个永恒的荣耀的身体。
To learn how to prepare ourselves to for the glorious life.
身体一个荣耀的身体，荣耀的一个生命。
To have a glorious life and a glorious body.
我们最后看一节经文。
Let's look at one more verse.
以弗所书，腓立比书三章二十一节，二十节，二十一节。
Philippians 3:20-21.
我们一起来念好吗
？Let's read it together.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
所以他要有一个大能，就是他有一个能力让我们改变。
He has a power to transform us.
如果我们还活着的话呢，会改变，从我们身体会变成一个灵体。
If we are still living, we will change from our bodies.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，一的我们变成一个灵体，或者我们一死了的人，神会给我们一个重新的一个身体。
So when Christ comes again, either as a living body will transform into a spirit, or if we have already passed on, he'll give us a glorious.
这个荣耀的身体跟我们现在的身体一比的话呢，现在的身体就叫做卑贱的身体。
So if we compare that glorious body to the body we have today, the body we have today is considered lowly.
所以我们今天花很多的时间在 maintain 我们的身体。
So today we spend quite a lot of time maintaining our bodies.
有的人要化妆。
Some people put on makeup.
有的人要健身，健身房。
Some people go to fitness.
有的人还要去美容整形一下。
Others go through plastic surgery.
我们就把它弄得很漂亮。
We just want to make ourselves very beautiful.
可是呢，我们知道一件事情。
But we know one thing.
这是 one way.
This is one way.
这是只有变老、变丑、变衰。
We can only become older. We can only become uglier.
他永远不会变得更年轻回来。
You'll never become younger or more beautiful.
可是我们的心思意念都在跟着这个必死的，然后我们去把它弄得慢一点死吧。
And yet,
慢一点难看吧。
And yet,
慢一点衰弱吧。
All of our thinking, all of our time, all of our energy is spent on making ourselves age a little bit slower.
但是上帝这边告诉我们说，神会给我们一个荣耀的身体。
Yet Christ tells us here that He is going to give us a glorious body.
那个是我们真正永恒里面会穿戴的一个身体。
That is the body that we will carry in our glorious life.
比我们现在这个肉体的话，那好的不知道是多少。
It's so much better than our lowly bodies today.
我们有信心在神的面前，要来准备领受这样子的一个复活荣耀的身体。
We have faith in our Jesus Christ to actually prepare and get ready for this glorious body.
然后我们也要准备在我们的世上里面，我们被很多事情呢来操练我们成长成熟，能够在主的面前。被他所使用。
And in our present life, we do have many tests, much training to equip us to carry this glorious body.
所以我们在永恒当中，我们配得上跟上帝、跟主耶稣一同来做王，来管理他所治理的一切。
So when that eternal life comes, we have the qualifications to reign with Christ.
所以当我们的身体渐渐衰残
，So once our body slowly ages,
我们的心。不会衰残。
Yet our heart is still as vigorous and youthful as ever.
如果没有永远的，没有永远的话
，If there's no eternity,
那我们就要悲哀了。
Then we need to worry.
但是这边告诉我们说，我们越衰残，我们越靠近一个荣耀。
But here it tells us the more we age, the more we deteriorate, we become closer to glory.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们准备好了吗？
So brothers and sisters, are we ready?
我们不要再被我们身上现在不管你的健康的问题、情绪的问题 ，whatever 这些东西告诉我们说，圣经告诉我们这些都要过去。
No longer shall we be gripped by emotional or physical deterioration, for Christ tells us that all of this will pass away.
只有遵行神旨意的是永远长存，被神纪念。
But only when we follow the commands of Christ, this is what is remembered for eternity.
所以愿主今天在这个复活节的当中给我们看见。他是生命的主。
So may to God in today, this Easter day, to show us that He is the God of glory.
所以他复活，我们都要复活。
He resurrected, and as a result, so will we.
带下来的复活的最大的一个功能，让我们看见的盼望，就是我们不会再惧怕死亡。
Perhaps the greatest gift of this resurrection is that we no longer have to fear death.
而且我们知道我们不惧怕死亡，而且我们还有永生一个荣耀的盼望。
Not only do we not fear death, but we also have a glorious life to look forward to.
让我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，在2000年前借着主耶稣基督你的复活，你就再一次的来显明，向世人来显明你是那一位生命的主，因为生命在你的手上，你是复活，你也是生命，主啊，在你的手上死的都可以活过来。所以我们今天我们来庆祝，不是只是庆祝你的复活，我们要来庆祝我们有一天要跟你一同的复活，而且要作王，在永远的当中来享受你的荣耀。你是给 你所爱的人所存留的福分，我们就感谢你，主啊，让我们天天就存着复活的盼望来过每一天的日子，让我们每一天都是精彩的。主啊，你也给我们恩典，让我们每一天都存着盼望的心，知道主啊，我们肉体将要衰残，但主那复活的生命却是一天比一天靠近。我们谢谢你赐福于我们，在复活节的当中，让我们更多的来贴近你，求主恩待我们复活，在复活的当中让我们准备好。我们谢谢你，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们请诗班。